Volunteering Underwater, an article published on the Daimler blog, written by Lee Cobley. Have you ever dreamed of taking some time off? I did too, but I also dreamed about volunteering. In the following text, I will take you on my mission to rescue the clear blue water and the coral reef off the island of Bali. I'm working as an F1 technician in Brixworth, UK, but I always had the idea of volunteering. So I decided to take a sabbatical. It is great that our company offers this opportunity. I wanted to make good use of the time, so instead of holidays at the beach, I worked at the beach, and I would not regret it. I thought time had come to give something back. So the winter came, and with it, some time to figure things out. I tried to find out where to go. I was inspired by my hobby. Scuba diving fascinates me since 30 years. That's why I went off to the marine conservation on the island of Bali. I helped build an artificial reef off the coast of Tianyar, which is at the northern end of Bali. As I wanted to get fully involved, I decided to go there for 8 weeks, from April till the end of May. My bags were packed with a lot of anticipation, enthusiasm, adventurousness, and a snorkel mask. I knew taking this flight would change my life. To be honest, I was nervous. But happiness prevailed. I knew that this project would change my life in a positive way. My new home for the next 8 weeks was a simple little house, without hot water, but it was near the beach at least. In the morning, while eating pancakes and fresh fruits, we discussed what we were doing that day. I shared the house with many other volunteers. I met people from Malaya, Chile, Portugal, and Germany. The others were mostly younger than me. Most of them went to Bali for their gap year. It was great to see that so many people from all over the world worked together to keep the reefs safe. All of us helped rebuilding the reefs at the coast of Tianyar. The reef is currently in very poor condition due to unsustainable and abusive actions from the past. Until the 1950s, the beach was a port for traders who used to anchor their ships on the reef. The reef has a lot of potential to be a healthy, diverse coral reef. But recently there are more problems from plastic pollutions coming in. Mixing sand, cement, and calcium to build the reef structures were part of my daily work. These are living areas to keep the fishes safe. After they were fully hardened, the local fishermen put them on their boats and carried them out to sea. It was my job then to position them underwater together with some other divers. To me, it was really important showing the young men different alternatives to fishing. I taught them how to dive, so they had the chance to get jobs as diving instructors instead of fishermen, in the future too. I worked at the conservation center 4 days out of seven, which gave me the opportunity and time to visit other beautiful areas of Bali. I spend a lot of time underwater to get to know more species of fishes. I dived quite a few times on a World War II sunken shipwreck. There were lots of fishes like barracudas, mantas, and big groupers. My love for the ocean is big. That's why I spent my free and spare time mostly underwater, removing plastic waste and old fishing lines. I also did daily beach cleanups with the local school kids. It was absolutely necessary to do this daily, as so much waste keeps coming with the tide. I visited Ubud, for instance. The city of Ubud in the highlands of Bali is known as a center for traditional crafts and dance, especially yoga. I also walked to the top of a volcano. The mix out of the smoke and the sunrise in the morning was stunning. A moment I will never forget. Such a breathtaking view. When I came back to work in the UK, everybody was really excited to hear about my time abroad. They were proud of what I did, and so was I. It was a very rewarding volunteering experience to work on Bali, and I would do it again anytime.